You're listening to WAMU 88.5. I'm Esther Chamakili. Just over a month ago, a pipe carrying raw sewage collapsed, sending nearly 250 million gallons of waste into the Potomac River. It took crews nearly 3 weeks to stop the spill. Even so, D.C. health officials are asking people and their pets to avoid the river and CNO Canal. D.C. Water says a temporary fix of the pipe won't be complete until the middle of next month. WAMU's editor Justin O'Neill has been reporting on and following this story, and he joins us now. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Esther.
All right, this story has been developing for over a month. Give us an update on where officials are in the process of fixing the pipe and cleaning up the sewage.
Yeah, so back in late January, hundreds of millions of gallons of sewage ended up in the Potomac River. The spilled sewage has not been cleaned up at all, but no new sewage has entered the river since February 9th. DC Water is bypassing the section of broken pipe using pumps to send it through the CNO Canal. DC Water and the EPA and other agencies are starting the process of figuring out what cleaning up the canal and the river is going to look like.
Okay, so health officials are recommending that people keep away from the water and also keep their pets away. Is there a risk of residents getting sick from this spill in any other way?
Sort of. It is worth noting that DC's drinking water runs on an entirely different set of pipes than the sewage. So your tap water is the same as it was last year and 10 years ago. It's fine. But Dr. Rachel Rosenberg Goldstein, a University of Maryland microbiologist who's been testing the Potomac during this event, says that you won't get sick unless you like physically come in contact with the river. She unpacks that a little bit more.
Also, when we think about bacteria and feces, we think about gastrointestinal outcomes. And these can also happen even if you're not drinking the water. If you're in contact with the water, there can be some GI illness risks there.
Rosenberg Goldstein's team has been doing water quality tests, and they found high levels of E. coli as well as MRSA 19 miles from the spill. But the good news is that E. coli levels, they're already going down pretty quickly. At a recent briefing with the mayor's leadership team, D.C. Health Director Dr. Ayanna Bennett said that they expect to lift the prohibition on hanging out near the river in early March.
Okay, so water quality issues in the Potomac River are not new. What does this mean for the river's quality long term?
I'll put it this way. The E. coli levels they've been seeing in tests now are approaching normal. The bad news is that we've had so much rain and other precipitation that pushes more bacteria, more dog poop, and other gross stuff into the river. When we have a big rain like we did last week, the E. coli levels go up, and when it stops raining, they go back down. This happens all the time. But I do want to be clear, the Potomac is pretty good at metabolizing nasty stuff that ends up in it. The longest lasting damage to the river will be reputational harm.
So that's it then? We just wait for the Potomac to slowly recover on its own?
Sort of, because a slower version of this is happening literally all the time. In old big cities, there are things called combined sewage systems, where raw sewage and rainwater or snowmelt, they drain into the same pipes, and when it rains, those pipes can get too backed up, and to prevent the combined wastewater from flowing back into our streets, there's an overflow release that pushes water into local rivers. DC has 48 of these sewage outfalls that release into the Potomac, the Anacostia, Rock Creek, Piney Branch, name a body of water, basically. Each year, three times as much wastewater comes from those combined pipes as we've seen from this spill ending up in the river. DC Water has been working on putting a massive tunnel that will run between the edge of the city and the Potomac, and that will make a real difference, and that's supposed to be ready by 2030.
All right, that is WAMU's Justin O'Neill telling it like it is. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Esther.